T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The farmers in southern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota that had some prevent planting and really didn't plant in some of those fields at all are really looking forward to, I think, 2020 in terms of the crop and hopefully putting this year behind them.
Dave Nicolai is an educator in crops for the University of Minnesota Extension. The latest crop report from the USDA shows Minnesota's corn is lagging behind.
At least 15 days behind the last five-year average, which means that we are about 39% of our corn was mature. That still is about 15 to 20 days.
Soybeans are about 13 days behind from last year. Nicolai says harvest has gotten underway in the Red River Valley and parts of northwest Minnesota.
They were able to start sugar beet harvest as well as soybean harvest in some of those particular areas.
Southern Minnesota has not been as fortunate due to recent rainfall. Drier weather in the middle part of this week could get more farmers into the field. However, that all changes this weekend with snow, rain, and some frost falling upon Minnesota, which can heavily impact soybean harvest.
The leaves and the stem and running those through the combine in order to get the seed removed from the rest of the plant. So that will be probably the target for a lot of farmers to go to that, into that crop if they can.
Corn, on the other hand, can withstand some colder elements.
Corn can handle temperatures down to 28 degrees before it's actually killed in a lot of our situations. So it'll be more tolerant of it.
Nicolai says farmers across the state have decisions to make as they approach the third week of October.
They have to go to those fields that are priority in terms of harvest, make those assessments, and hopefully in the middle of this week they can make a little bit of progress before the weather moves in.
Dry weather could return next week, giving a boost to the Minnesota harvest season. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.